Hi, Tim Roy for Warrior Sound, talking to Warrior forward Juan Toscano-Anderson. And first of all, congratulations on being at camp. And how has camp been for you so far?
Thank you. It's been new. You know, it's fun. I feel like I'm growing. I'm learning. I have the opportunity to be around some great basketball minds. And I'm just learning a lot of new things. You know, being around some great talent, obviously. Guys like D'Lo, Steph Curry, Draymond. So, you know, I'm the little fish in the big pond right now, and I'm just embracing it all and enjoying the experience.
And you get to do it at home, too, which has got to be kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very cool experience. Obviously, just playing in the NBA is one thing, but then to top it off, playing with the team that you've grown up rooting for at home, so it's just like the cherry on top. It's a really cool experience.
For people who don't know, you were born in Oakland. You played basketball at Castro Valley High School. You're in the Hall of Fame there. What was it like for you growing up, and how did you get into basketball?
I come from a Latino family, and it's predominantly, well, we only know soccer. So when I was in third grade, I transferred to Montclair Elementary, and Alvin Addles' wife, Wilhelmina Addles, she was my third grade teacher. So she was actually the one who pretty much introduced me to basketball. She put me in Warriors camp then, so that kind of just jump-started everything for me. I just kind of fell in love with the game. There was no pressure. It was just a game to me. Nobody cared about basketball in my family. We didn't know anything about basketball, so it was just like it was just fun to me, and that's why I chose it. It was just fun, you know.
At what point did your family and your folks start to get really interested in it when they saw you have some success?
Yeah, well, I started playing AAU in sixth grade. And, you know, they would come to Vegas and Reno and those AAU trips and support. You know, it kind of became not necessarily they didn't think like, oh, we're going to these AAU tournaments, you know, for wanting to get scouted and so forth. It was kind of like, oh, okay, it gives us a chance to travel as a family and go do different things. And then it just kind of took off from there. And then I started getting recruited in my sophomore year of high school. So then it became like a yearly thing where all of my family was coming, like, okay, you know, this is big. This means something to him. It means something to our family. And that's how I just kind of started rolling.
And you get a scholarship to Marquette, and you spend 4 years there. Other than the weather from December through the end of February, how'd you like it?
Man, that's an understatement. You know, it's cold from October to May, really. But it's different. It was a change of scenery. The people there are really great. I've got the opportunity to meet some really good people who I'm still friends with and I still keep in contact with. I got the chance to play in the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, win a Big East championship, play in Madison Square Garden, you know, things like that that I'll remember forever, and also receive a degree from a prestigious university. So, you know, hey, I always laugh, and sometimes I look back like, maybe, you know, we're here in L.A. now, and we just practiced at UCLA, and I'm like, wow, what if I would have went to school here? You know, I had a scholarship offer from them, but I'm appreciative of the opportunity I was given at Marquette. I definitely embrace it. I have my, you know, my highs and lows, ups and downs, but that's with any experience, you know. So I feel like I'll take those lessons learned, and you know, they'll come in handy someday in life.
Well, Marquette's got a long tradition. Not only is a great school, but great basketball, even going back to the '60s and '70s. You mentioned you're from a Latino family, mm-hmm. So you have you're half Mexican, and you have played for the Mexican national team. That had to be a thrill.
Yeah, man, and it's like inexplicable. You know, it's one thing to play for a city and, you know, receive the support like the Warriors are the Bay Area's team, but it's like when you're playing for a country, it's amazing. You know, everybody in the country's rooting for you, and it's really cool. You know, just being that team for the country. Rather than, okay, you have the Lakers and the Warriors in California, and half the kids are rooting for the Warriors, half the kids are rooting for the Lakers. It's like all the kids are rooting for the national team, and all the kids that play basketball in the country want to play for the national team. So, you know, you become this role model, which it has its hard times, and, you know, it's definitely a pleasure to be a role model, but you know, you always have to remember that there are kids looking up to you, so you always have to make the right decisions. But It's really cool. I mean, you know, I go anywhere in the country. I travel in the airports. You know, everybody knows who I am. And that's really cool. It's humbling. You know, I take it and I really embrace it because, you know, I was once that little kid looking up to, you know, whoever it was, Kobe Bryant or Baron Davis, you know, when he was playing for the Warriors. And it's cool, man. I've gotten the opportunity to play in 18 different countries, competing at the FIBA level. Play against some really great pros. Even though I'm not in the NBA, I've gotten a chance to play against some NBA pros. Or even though I wasn't in the NBA then, you know, I got the chance to compete against Giannis in Italy, Andrew Wiggins, Luis Scola, J.J. Barrera, all these guys, you know, who are big-time players for their country and have solidified themselves in the NBA. So it's cool. It's a lot of fun. And I enjoy every moment of it.
You made the Santa Cruz Warriors because you went to the Warriors practice facility in an open tryout?
Yes. So I went in the open tryout, and I didn't really expect too much from it, honestly. It was just I wanted to give myself something new. You know, this is our job, and I kind of reached the top of the market in Mexico, and I just wasn't satisfied. You know, I always want to challenge myself to achieve new heights or reach new heights, and so I was like, why not give it a shot? You know, coming out of college, I didn't have any NBA workouts. I didn't have any NBA interest, anything, and I just, you know, it's been a dream of mine. I think it's a dream of anybody who competes at the high, you know, or who is a competitor. They want to try and play at the highest level. So, you know, I said, why not? Went, and it worked out for me. A year ago now, I was trying out for the Santa Cruz Warriors, and here I am now in training camp with the with the Golden State Warriors. So a lot has transpired over the course of a year.
Well, it's funny because, even if you start the year in the G League with Santa Cruz, the G League, and before that one was called the D League, mm-hmm. is filled with success stories of guys like you who are just keep at it and then eventually find their niche, find their job in the NBA.
Right. Yeah, I believe in God's speed. You know, everybody's course is different. There are some delays in people's lives, you know, and you just got to stay at it, keep your head down and keep working. I believe opportunity and hard work, they'll meet at some point. You know, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be next week, but at some point they will meet and you'll see a breakthrough. So even though I am very anxious to see what happens next, you know, with me being in training camp, I'm not too pressed about it. If it doesn't happen now, it may happen, you know, 3 months from now, next season. I don't know, but I didn't expect to be here. A year ago, I didn't expect to be here today. So that's just my whole thing. You know, you just got to take it with a grain of salt and keep moving. Like I said, Godspeed, and I just worry about the things that I can personally control.
Well, Juan, you're another great player from the Bay. It's a pleasure to get a chance to meet with you and talk with you. I know in talking to our coaches, they love your attitude and your work ethic, and I think some great days are ahead for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think so as well. You know, and if it's not on the basketball court, hopefully it's in the front office or something. I would love to stay around the game. So we'll see what happens next.
That's Juan Toscano-Anderson. I'm Tim Roy for Warrior Sound.